It's 8 a.m. Eastern, May the 29th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $27,906. ETH is up slightly at $1,902. And Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $315. Well, Genesis Global Capital and Gemini are seeking the dismissal of a lawsuit filed by the U.S. SEC accusing them of selling unregistered securities through Gemini's EARN program. The SEC alleged that the entities raised billions of dollars from investors through the program. Gemini argues that it did not require lending or borrowing and that the SEC's treatment of the Master Digital Asset Loan Agreement as an unregistered security has no legal basis. The SEC's original complaint stated that Genesis held around $900 million in assets belonging to Gemini EARN investors before filing for bankruptcy. Gemini co-founder Tyler Winklevoss criticized the lawsuit as a manufactured parking ticket. Well, Singapore's sovereign wealth fund, Temasek, has reduced the compensation of its staff involved in the failed investment of crypto exchange FTX. Temasek had invested $275 million in FTX and FTX US, but after the firm filed for bankruptcy, Temasek wrote off its entire investment. An internal review found no misconduct by the investment team, but in a collective accountability move, their compensation was reduced. Temasek expressed disappointment in the outcome and negative impact on its reputation. Well, an Ethereum wallet that has been dormant since participating in the Ethereum ICO in 2015 has become active. The wallet, which purchased 8,000 ETH for around $2,500 at the time, recently transferred its funds to another address. The movement was noticed by on-chain sleuths. The owner of the wallet is now sitting on a significant return on investment. This whale is echoing the movements of other wallets in recent months, indicating that ICO participants are taking action to further secure their holdings. And finally, Phantom Blockchain is implementing a dApp gas monetization program to further drive demand for block space and increase the value proposition for FTM tokens. Under this initiative, projects that utilize the Phantom network and contribute to high gas fees will receive a 15% reward. This program aims to provide developers with additional income and support the network infrastructure of Phantom. The program passed a community governance vote and will reduce Phantom's burn rate from 20% to 5% and redirect that 15% reduction towards gas monetization. Early data shows that some projects are already benefiting from the program shortly after its implementation. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.